Vikings up at home. You already have a nice, successful run and victory behind you. Is this still kind of like a new, fresh start for you guys, even though you've already opened up the season, but to do it at home?
Yeah, you say that, yeah, and I think it is, because this is our home opener, you know, and we ready to play. You know, we preparing this week, you know, like no other week. You know, this is the only important week for us, so we ready to go out there and just give it our all.
Have you been chomping at the bit to do some of the things that you got to do on Sunday because you knew they were saving some of that package for the regular season?
Oh, man, you know, Coach Turner's offense, man, he has so much in it. And like I say, this week I probably won't even have no runs or no carries this week. You know, I got mines in last week. I scored, so we were going to game plan on something else.
So that's your message to New England's defense? You're not going to run the ball this week?
Nah, it's not a message. I ain't telling them anything, man.
Is it kind of, though, like they want to get you in space so it's just the same as a kickoff return to you? They're trying to create ways to get you in that kind of space because that's what you do so well?
Oh, Coach Turner, man, he know what every player can do. He know what they scrimps and they weakness. So he going to get you the ball, man, no matter what. And you know, he do a great job with that, you know, finding ways to get me the ball.
Cordero, how do you like being a marked man where everybody thinks any touchdown you could take all the way, any run, any catch? How do you like being that kind of marked man every time you touch the ball?
Oh, it's kind of good because, you know, I feel the same way. You know, every time I touch the ball, you know, I feel like I need to score and I want to score, you know, to get 6 points on the board, you know. And I don't like being tackled, so every time I get the ball, you know, I just try to get 6 points.
Cordero, had you run that jet sweep before you'd come here? Did you run in college or anywhere before here?
Oh, I didn't did that in junior college in Tennessee. I've been doing that my whole life. So that's nothing new to me.
Last year when you weren't being used much in the offense, did you lobby to get on the field, or do you lobby for balls? I mean, a lot of receivers in this league do a lot of lobbying. We haven't heard you do that.
No, man, you know, the opportunity to be limited, man. When you get your chance, you got to make the best out of it. So, you know, you can't complain to anything, man. You know, this is a business game, you know, and you know, my opportunity comes, I just make the most of it.
Matt Castle says you bring him cookies to try to get the ball. Is that accurate? Or
I don't think that's kind of right, man, because I only got 3 balls last week. You know, if Matt started throwing me 8 to 10 balls, I would bring how many cookies he want.
Have you brought him cookies?
I never bought Matt cookies. So no, okay. I think Matt was joking. So if you see me catch 8 balls this week or 9 or something like that, he would have a lot of cookies in his locker.
Where are you at in terms of route running? I mean, Matt was saying that he feels like over the last, you know, year plus that, you know, you've made incredible strides in that area.
I done got better, man, but it's a lot of things I still improve on, man. You know, working with Matt is always a blessing, man. You know, in off season, working with him in California, just picking his brain, you know, just trying to get everything from him, you know, just take it on to my game.
Coach Turner said he was more impressed with your 2 other runs than the touchdown because you had to make something happen. I mean, what did you kind of see on those 2 other runs?
Oh, man, I feel like I got to make something happen every time I get the ball, man. You know, Coach Turner is just being Coach Turner. You know, he's a hard man. So, yeah, on them runs, them 2 other runs, man, you know, it's jet sweep or whatever was called, just making guys miss, man. It's always fun making defenders miss and, you know, just making the best out of it.
What has made Darrell Revis such a good corner?
Oh, man, he's been in 5 Pro Bowls and, you know, all pro, all this and all that. He's a great guy, man. You know, I got the chance to meet him, you know, last year. You know, he's a good guy, you know, and, you know, he's shut down. You know, he don't call himself Revis Island for nothing. You know, he done had 20-something picks in his career or whatever. So, you know, he's just a shut down corner. But, you know, we really not paying attention to what they got going on over there. We focus on us and, you know, we know what we can do to execute our offense.
But when you got a guy like Revis, how much does that improve the defense overall in the secondary?
It's always good to have him, man. He's shut down. You know, some teams don't like throwing at him. But, you know, with this offense, man, we not scared of anybody. Man, we trying to attack everybody. We want to attack your scrum. He's no use of running away from you.
And you're enjoying that it's not predictable anymore, right? It's like the offense to other teams. You don't know what you're going to get. You know, you may not catch a ball. You may be you know, running it. You may be receiving it, but you kind of enjoyed that this year, don't you?
Oh, of course, man. You just can't focus on one guy, man. Like me, you know, like I might not get no balls, no runs, or no kickoff returns this week. You know, it really don't matter to me as long as my team's successful, man. As long as we win, we know we're going to be good. So, you know, you can't worry about yourself all the time, man. You got to just think about your team.
How did Coach Zimmer enjoy his water bath after Sunday's game?
I don't know, because I wasn't around at that time.
Yeah, I think so. You were culprit there. What did he say anything to you?
He didn't say anything to me because I wasn't around, so I don't know why he's going to say anything to me. It was Greg Jennings the whole time.
At this this point in your career, what's the toughest part of the game? What's like the biggest challenge for you, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's no hard challenge, man. The most difficult thing is getting up in the morning, man. You just want to do this job every morning. You know, this is year round. So you gotta want this, and you know this ain't easy, man. If it was easy, anyone would do it. So just waking up in the morning and coming here every morning, that's probably the difficult thing.
Has your life changed a lot since you escalated to Pro Bowl status and you have this, you know, weekly kind of a press conference kind of thing? Do you have to handle that?
Nah, man, I don't think my life would change. I just think I have more friends than I ever did and more family members that I never know of. So that's the only thing that changed, man. You know, that's the only change.
Cordell, you're playing the Patriots, obviously, Sunday. Last year during the draft, as they had that draft pick, were you looking at their needs and saying they might be the team that ends up taking you?
Oh, not really, man. It's funny you say that. You know, I've seen a little article today where Belichick say, I think he said he didn't want me. So, you know, that's kind of things like that sticking in the back of a player's head, you know, and he get out there, you know, just want to beat his defense up since, people say things like that.
You're a guy that uses that sort of thing as motivation, that chip on your shoulder type player?
Oh, yeah, man, you got to have that chip on your shoulder sometimes, man. It's always good to have that chip on your shoulder, you know, just to go out there and just try to execute, you know, the teams didn't even pick you and when they say they wanted you, but got to go out there and do your thing.
You and AP have any bets, Tennessee, Oklahoma on Saturday?
He's trying to bet me, man. He's not giving me enough points. You know, I need to spread. I don't want to just go head up. They're the number four team in the nation, so, and we not ranked. So, you know, I need some points, and he's not trying to give me any, so I'm not going to bet him yet.
What's the excuse? Lack of confidence? Was the reason why you want the spread per line?
The spread on there said 21 points, so why can't I get any points? It's no slack of confidence, you know. I'm not playing for them, so I can't bet right now. I'm not a bettor. So if he give me like 21 points, I would bet him how much money he want.
It's all about the wins, but if you get one more rushing touchdown, you have the record. Is that something that might be in the back of your mind as a wide receiver with the most rushing touchdowns for this team?
Oh, I didn't even know that. You know, and I think I'm going to be playing this game a long time, so I feel like I can break that record and just keep breaking that record. So I hope I break my record and just keep breaking my record and hope no one don't break it. So, you know, I hope I get another rushing touchdown so I can secure that record.
Cordero, people know about the speed, about the vision, but Norv said he was impressed with that you broke tackles at the line of scrimmage on two of your other runs. Is that something you're trying to add to your game, kind of that physicality?
No, man, I feel like I've been physical since junior college, man. It's nothing new, you know, and it's something you gifted with, you know, breaking tackles. And it's something you can't learn, you know. You just got to have it in you. Like Coach Stu always tell me, you know, he want a dog. You know, he want a Rottweiler. He don't want no poodles or anything. So we come out there, man, we try to be dogs out there. We don't want to be no little chihuahuas or anything.
Is that a mostly strength thing? Or, I mean, do you set guys up with angles? How are you breaking those tackles?
I got to give it up to my guys in the weight room, coaches in the weight room. You know, this year I feel like I got a lot of stronger, you know. I'm trimming down, and I feel like all of just going to muscles, man. They're doing a heck of a job in there, you know, getting us guys in there, getting us built. You know, it's way different than last year. And this year, you know, they taking it light and good on us. So I feel like I got stronger and quicker, you know, and I'm trying to get a little faster this year.
What's the biggest thing in being successful with that jet sweep? Is it speed? Is it vision? What leads to it?
It's the blocking. You can't do anything without blocking with those 10 guys in front of you. So as long as I got my blocking and I follow those guys right, you know, then we'll have success a day.
How much does it help having one of the best running backs in the league as a decoy also for that kind of play?
It's always good, you know, to have him. You know, he take a lot of pressure off me and the running back, you know. Probably they see me back there, they probably won't think I'm going to get the ball, you know. But me being back there, you know, we probably spread Adrian out wide and throw him the ball. So I hope we see things like that this year.
How far along are you in your development as a receiver?
I'm way farther than I was last year. You know, this receiver, I feel like it's one of the hardest positions out there on the field. And, you know, and it's going good. You know, this year I'm a lot farther than I was last year.
Thanks. All right. Thanks for joining.